Yeah, we've been practicing for the last 26. This year we're getting serious.
For Trivia Focus, this is Brian.
I am Evan.
And I'm Matt.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org and the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
The point values for questions in Hour 12 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 225 points. Question 3 is worth 0 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. Question 8 is worth 15 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 12 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 225 points. Question 3 is worth 0 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. Question 8 is worth 15 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. The top five team standings as of Hour 12, Question 8 are: In fifth place, with 2,060 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place, with 2,300 points, is Return of Sloopy X / Tied with Network. In third place, with 2,305 points, is Knights of Neek. In second place, with 2,335 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In first place, with 2,440 points, is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is UWSP Underwear with Special Powers. The Grocery Bay giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 3450901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is UWSP Underwear with Special Powers. And now, question 1 of Hour 14. Which Pop-Tart starred in the fictional Sprinkle, Sprinkle, Little Star and received its own star on a fictional Walk of Fame? Once again, question 1 of Hour 14 of Trivia 38. Which Pop-Tart starred in the fictional Sprinkle, Sprinkle, Little Star and received its own star on a fictional Walk of Fame?
Don't you know that I was sitting back in Texas? Keep playing that. Don't you know that I've been doing lots of things? Well, I have been trying hard to figure it out. But there's a certain kind of music. Hey! Got to make you jump and shout.
Question one of hour 14, which Pop-Tart starred in the fictional Sprinkle Sprinkle Little Star and received its own star on a fictional Walk of Fame?
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just gave me. Oh, fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything to make it see. Well, I bet she's not like me. She's a fancy queen, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything to make it see. Oh, lonesome me. Oh,
in the back. That ends question one of our 14. Which Pop-Tart starred in the fictional Sprinkle Sprinkle Little Star and received its own star on a fictional Walk of Fame? Answer, strawberry. Again, the answer to question one, hour 14, strawberry. Moving on to question two, still in hour 14. When Tucker Foley ran for student government, what was his campaign slogan? Again, question two, hour 14. When Tucker Foley ran for student government, what was his campaign slogan?
When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddles. And to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Barbie socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. When a girl changes from Barbie socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, when that once shy little sleepy head learns about love and its ills, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Barbie socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. Yes, she's old enough to give her heart away.
Question 2 of hour 14, when Tucker Foley ran for student government, what was his campaign slogan?
Thank you.
in the back. That ends question two of hour 14. When Tucker Foley ran for student government, what was his campaign slogan? Answer, victory through technology. Again, the answer to question two, hour 14, victory through technology. It's time now for the music question number one. Music question number one is snippets of eight songs. You should use form one included in New Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to 90FM Studios between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday morning. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest, Musician Supply, located at 1101 Brolowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance of Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, our store is your store. Grazzi Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming Dance Space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is the trivia music question number one. Question three of hour 14, fictional character Larry Daly can't catch a break or keep a job. He walks out of his apartment only to find that the police had put a boot on his car. What make and model is his vehicle? Again, question three, hour 14. Fictional character Larry Daly can't catch a break or keep a job. He walks out of his apartment only to find that the police had put a boot on his car. What make and model... What make and model is his vehicle?
You bet. You bet. Baby, clapping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity clap, clippity clap, clippity 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 clapping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you. Get along. You train. Ha, ha. You train. Clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you! Get along.
3 of hour 14. Fictional character Larry Daly can't catch a break or keep a job. He walks out of his apartment only to find that the police had put a boot on his car. What make and model is his vehicle?
Gravel, pour it in the vault. You mix a mess of mortar, you add some mess of water. See the Melaroni come out, slurp, slurp, slurp.
Question 3 of hour 14. Fictional character Larry Daly can't catch a break or keep a job. He walks out of his apartment only to find that the police had put a boot on his car. What make and model is his vehicle? Answer, Toyota Tercel. Again, the answer to question 3, hour 14, Toyota Tercel.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank. Home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question 4, hour 14. Supposedly, these shoes can breathe. This brand of shoe is promoted with the following: run cool, play cool, be cool. What is the brand of shoe? Again, question 4, hour 14. Supposedly, these shoes can breathe. This brand of shoe is promoted with the following: run cool, play cool, be cool. What is the brand of shoe?
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's fairly nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to the show.
the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see a sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moon evil. Guess I'll cry my love with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I used to pull your pigtail and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been growing and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Still on question four of our 14. Supposedly, these shoes can breathe. This brand of shoe is promoted with the following: run cool, play cool, be cool. What is the brand of shoe? That ends question four of our 14. Supposedly, these shoes can breathe. This brand of shoe is promoted with the following: run cool, play cool, be cool. What is the brand of shoe? Answer: Skechers. Again, the answer to question four, our 14, Skechers. Moving on to question five, our 14. The mayor of Retroville looks and talks like an actor from the golden age of movies. What is the first and last name of this actor? Again, question five, our 14. The mayor of Retroville looks and talks like an actor from the golden age of movies. What is the first and last name of this actor?
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do you do do shaboom?
Life could be a dream.
Shaboom.
If I could take you up in paradise up above.
Shaboom.
And you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream.
Sweetheart, hello, hello again.
Shaboom, hello.
boom a meet again, boom a ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang 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 a
Every time I look at you, knowing is all I find. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope for me to get boom. Hey, ding, ding, dong. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and up with me again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong. La 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 la.
Trivia 38 and Crazy Becky.
Still on question 5, hour 14. The mayor of Retroville, looks and talks like an actor from the golden age of movies. What is the first and last name of this actor? Back, phones down. down in the back. That ends question 5, hour 14. The mayor of Retroville looks and talks like an actor from the golden age of movies. What is the first and last name of this actor? Answer, Clark Gable. Again, the answer to question 5, hour 14, Clark Gable. Moving on to question 6, hour 14. Nickelodeon magazine contains a section called the Celeb Page. On that page, there are interviews of different celebrities. In one interview, Craig Biggio is asked who he would like starring in a movie about his life. What is the first and last name of the actor he names? Again, question 6, hour 14. Nickelodeon magazine contains a section called the Celeb Page. On that page, there are interviews of different celebrities. In one interview, Craig Biggio is asked who he would like starring in a movie about his life. What is the first and last name of the actor he names?
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little
angel,
Question 6 of hour 14, Nickelodeon magazine contains a section called the Celeb Page. On that page, there are interviews of different celebrities. In one interview, Craig Biggio is asked who he would like starring in a movie about his life. What is the first and last name of the actor he names?
I'm gonna make you mine.
back, phones down in the back. That closes out question six of hour 14. Nickelodeon Magazine contains a section called the Celeb Page. On that page, there are interviews of different celebrities. In one interview, Craig Biggio is asked who he would like starring in a movie about his life. What is the first and last name of the actor he names? Answer, Kevin Bacon. Again, the answer, question six, hour 14, Kevin Bacon. Moving on to question seven, still in hour 14, we are all familiar with knock-knock jokes. One of the many Disney characters presented its unique type of joke called the cluck-cluck joke. What is the name of this character? Again, question seven, hour 14, we are all familiar with knock-knock jokes. One of the many Disney characters presented its unique type of joke called the cluck-cluck joke. What is the name of this character?
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just the same as I do. Make me no difference now, will you give your thing to me? Oh, it's your thing, do what you want to do. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to talk you to.
Still on question 7 of hour 14, we are all familiar with knock-knock jokes. One of the many Disney characters presented its unique type of joke called the cluck-cluck joke. What is the name of this character?
Yeah.
down in the back. That ends question 7 of hour 14. Again, we are familiar with knock-knock jokes. One of the many Disney characters presented its unique type of joke called the cluck-cluck joke. What is the name of this character? Answer, Chicken Little. Again, the answer to question 7, hour 14, Chicken Little. Moving on to question 8, hour 14. Okay, kids, you may have watched the movie, but were you actually able to get your parents to sit through it? This terrible movie was the story of a slop cook at a Mexican orphanage who dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler. What is the name of this horrible movie? Again, question 8, hour 14. Okay, kids, you may have watched the movie, but were you actually able to get your parents to sit through it? This terrible movie was the story of a slop cook at a Mexican orphanage who dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler. What is the name of this horrible movie?
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your love and you the hurt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Tell me maybe that someday will come true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Question 8 of hour 14. Okay, kids, you may have watched the movie, but were you actually able to get your parents to sit through it? This terrible movie was the story of a slop cook at a Mexican orphanage who dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler. What is the name of this horrible movie?
Thank you.
down in the back. Phones down in the back. That ends question 8 of hour 14. Okay, kids, you may have watched the movie, but were you actually able to get your parents to sit through it? This terrible movie was the story of a slop cook at a Mexican orphanage who dreamed of becoming a professional wrestler. What is the name of this horrible movie? Nacho Libre. Again, the answer to question 8, hour 14, Nacho Libre.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Michael E. Bauman. Forget the Ferrari I wanted. I'm in line for the next multi-million-dollar violin on sale on eBay. A Stradivari violin from 1729 was just sold to an anonymous bidder for 2.7 million big ones, which is well above its pre-sale estimated worth. Although it didn't beat the world record for highest selling price set by another Stradivari model that went for $3.5 million. You know, crime in Manhattan is at an all-time high when even the most innocent of victims are being targeted. Bella the Clown is one such victim who was recently united with his little bitty bike, which was stolen days earlier from Manhattan Street. Without the bike, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus was without their star's most popular act. Ricky Robinson found Bella's shiny, foot-high, 6-inch-wide bicycle bike outside a Manhattan restaurant. Robinson received a $1,000 reward from Bella himself, who is now once again riding low with his chin up high. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your central Wisconsin weather, currently it's 52 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 13, and question one for hour 15 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Good morning, this is Evan from 90FM. Would you like to do some Trivia Focus?
Of course.
All right. What's your team name?
Our team name is Dapper Dogs. Ask us about our wiener.
Where did this name originate from?
It's our wonderful sponsor.
Do you have a mascot at all?
Yes, of course we have a mascot.
You want to tell me a little bit about it?
We have a big wiener dog.
Like, how many pounds are we talking?
Like 12 pounds.
12-pound wiener dog.
Yeah, he speaks. Wow. He talks. Would you like to hear him talk?
I'd love to hear him talk. Put him on the phone.
Here we go.
Ask me about my
Thunder. 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 Thunder.
That is amazing. Yeah, you can make some big dollars off that guy.
Yeah, we're going to make money off our dogs.
So how many team members are still going strong from 6 o'clock yesterday?
We're going strong with no sleep. We got 6.
So 6 members that have been going straight from the start? How many microwavable meals have you eaten?
Oatmeal. Screw oatmeal. All frozen pizza. And quite a bit of alcohol.
Do you prefer tater tots or french fries?
Tater tots and alcohol.
Who would best play Oz in a trivia musical?
Chris Farley.
Would you like to see the trivia musical on ice?